Do you need help protecting your finances as you enter retirement? David Dickens of KC Financial Advisors has got you covered. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Cover Your Assets KC podcast. Walter Storholt alongside David Dickens, president and wealth advisor at KC Financial Advisors, serving you throughout the Kansas City area with an office in Overland Park. And boy, we have nothing to talk about on today's show, right, David?
That is for sure. Nothing going on in the world today, especially in the world of finance.
Oh, my goodness. No, it is, in fact, the opposite, as you could imagine. We have so much to discuss and talk about. Finances are up in the air right now for a lot of folks, David. A lot of people are concerned. They're worried about what's going on. We have seen volatility come back into our lives in quite a big way over the last couple of weeks. And in particular, we're recording today's episode on March 10th. So you're probably listening to it, most likely, most of you, only a few days after we've recorded. So the information should be pretty relevant that we're going to discuss. Of course, exact numbers as we talk about coronavirus and some other things here, David, might shift and change a little bit. But the overall sentiment right now, David, is that the market is way down. We've seen multiple days of negative returns, negative percentages in the market. And that's why we want to talk about the three key reasons stocks are indeed down 19% or so, at least at the moment. So before we dive into the key reasons, though, what have the last couple of days been like for you and your clients, David, trying to navigate these waters?
Well, for me and my clients, it's actually been fairly orderly. We have a process in place where we, if a particular, I'll call it a math-based trigger, trips, that's our notification to take money to safety. So I'm not worried about what my gut is saying about the coronavirus or what my head is saying or all the stuff I read or hear. It's much more civilized and math-based. And my clients know I'm going to do what I told them I'm going to do. I'm not going to, you know, read some crazy headline on the news, and which makes me want to sell. So it's actually been quite orderly. But the idea of this, of course, yesterday's big 7.6% downturn was a big reason why I wanted to cover this today. And of course, you know, now in hindsight, the market today is up about 4%. So it's just the volatility is extreme. But I wanted to cover the main three reasons why this is going on. One of the things that triggered me to think about this was I met with a lady last week before the real turmoil began, although it's been pretty choppy. She's 65 years old. She really wasn't sure what she owned, but she had a portfolio, a retirement portfolio, and she's still doing a little bit of work. What we found out was that she had 75% stocks in her portfolio. It's about a $450,000 portfolio. And frankly, she was shocked. But what she said to me was, well, it's been doing pretty well. And my response was, well, of course it's been doing pretty well. The market's been going up steadily for the last 3, 4, 5, arguably 9 years. What I'm meeting with her later this week, and I'm going to see now how she's feeling about things. But the worst time to do something with your portfolio is in a knee-jerk reaction. So I think it's really key that she and our listeners understand these three key reasons why stocks are going down in a hurry. And perhaps where I want to wrap this up is, what should you do if you're nervous? So make sure you listen to the end of the podcast if you find yourself being a little nervous today.
I think we're going to have kind of two types of people listening to today's show, David. One, probably somebody that's like your current clients who is, you know, you've kind of basically trained them for these moments and planned for these moments. And so for those folks, hopefully this just serves as a good explainer of why we're seeing what we're seeing happening in the market right now. But we're going to really speak today to the folks that are like the lady that you met with, or like a family member of mine, David, who called me that first week the market started to go down. It was that Friday, the first week we started to see those negative returns, and asked point blank, should I sell everything and get out of the stock market? And this is someone who's only, you know, 3 or 4 years, maybe even less, away from retirement. And they're, for the first time, having that panic moment enter into their life and starting to think about that retirement date getting closer. And now they're panicking over what's happening to the market. So it was interesting to get that feedback from them when they called. And I know that that's the kind of person we may have listening to today's show as well. So let's walk through the three keys for why we find ourselves where we are, you know, down so much in the market right now.
All right. Well, the first one is just basic economic uncertainty. And that includes uncertainty about what corporations are going to earn. So what the stock market is worth on any given day has a whole lot determined by what U.S. corporations' earnings are going to be. And this whole coronavirus thing has really thrown all of that up into the air. It's not that we know they're going to be horrible or we know they're going to be pretty good. We just don't know. So over the weekend, I was reading a bunch of research, and there was a really good article I read about the disruption in the supply chain. And so you think about things that are made in China or Korea, and they might not get here. And that's a disruption. But the thing that caught my eye was a really good discussion of if there's a U.S. manufacturer and their product says made in the USA, but they have one component that is critical to that product, and it happens to be manufactured in China, and that plant is shut down, then unless they have a lot of that component on hand here in the U.S., they are not going to be able to continue to produce that product until the supply chain from China gets back up to normal. So that's kind of a downstream effect that the general public isn't going to think about, but people that run hundreds of millions and trillions of dollars in investments, they are starting to think about. So the market doesn't go down 1,500 or 2,000 points because individuals are selling stocks. That is not the cause. The cause is people with big money are doing unusual things with their holdings. A lot of that has to do with not certainty about what's going to happen to corporate earnings, not certainty about what's going to happen with the coronavirus, but the uncertainty surrounding that. And once we get some certainty, that is going to smooth out the volatility and help us know better where are we with corporate earnings. The other big thing yesterday that added uncertainty was this announcement of basically an oil trade war between, or a production war between, Russia and Saudi Arabia. They're dramatically ramping up their production such that prices came dramatically down. Well, that's pretty awesome when you go to fill up your tank at the pump, but a whole lot of companies in this country base their revenues and the employees that they have on getting oil out of the ground, refining it, and getting it to us. So a dramatic amount of uncertainty came Sunday night, Monday morning, with this. I mean, oil was down, 25% in one morning?
Ooh.
Well, that is one more reason why dramatic uncertainty was added into the pipeline, into the market, all on one day. Consequently, the market lost over 2,000 points yesterday, and it's up about 700 today because people thought, maybe we overdid that. But that's one of the big three uncertainties is economic uncertainty. That's a big area of concern. It covers a lot of different things, but I decided to wrap it under the header of economic uncertainty.
Yeah, it's a lot to wrap under one heading for sure, David. But that's just the kind of, 2 or 3 weeks that it's been lately with all of that in the news and so much uncertainty out there. I feel like that was three reasons within the first reason. So we're going to get some bonus reasons now for why stocks are also down. What else is happening in addition to the economic uncertainty?
Well, the second one is probably a little more obvious. I called it political uncertainty. But the whole Bernie versus Joe versus the guy we know, which is Trump, and trying to figure out what the U.S. tax and regulatory situation is going to look like next year based on who gets elected in November. So it's probably dramatically different if Bernie gets elected. It's not maybe dramatically different, but it's going to be different if Joe Biden gets elected. And if Trump gets reelected, well, we kind of know what we have there, lower taxes and less regulation. So why does that drive the stock market activity? Companies in the U.S., big investors in the U.S., they love lower regulation and lower taxes because that means corporate earnings are going to be higher and the operating environment is going to be more friendly to business. And that's been a lot of the reason why over the last 3.5 years since Trump has been in office, the market has done extremely well because taxes have been lower and regulations have been lower. And the fear is if that changes hands, and even greater fear, if the Senate were to flip over to Democratic and the House stays Democratic, and you had all three of those bodies be held by Democrats, then there's a lot of uncertainty. It doesn't necessarily mean, forget your politics, your personal politics. That's not what I'm talking about here. What I'm talking about is what the environment is going to be for business over the next 4 years. And it's that uncertainty that's also driving the market to lower levels, maybe less so since Joe Biden had such a great performance on Super Tuesday.
Interesting. So we already knew going into this year that the politics and the political scene and the election would play a role. Now we're just seeing it kind of reach a higher tipping point right at the same time we're having all of that economic uncertainty in the picture as well. We couldn't have predicted that all of that would happen at the same time, but it has indeed been the case. What about the third reason stocks are down 19%? What is the other reason that's entering the equation here?
So the third one is maybe, I'm not going to say it's the most important. It's certainly, if it's not number one, it's number two. And it's one that is more difficult to understand for the average investor, the average American. I called it excessive leverage. And here's what that means. Big banks, big hedge funds, big private money managers that work with high net worth individuals. Let's just say, for example, that they are managing a pot of $100 million. Well, with your 401k, when you're sitting there at your home and you might have $500,000 in your 401k, you're going to decide how to invest that $500,000. But if you're working with a pot of $100 million, you're not just going to invest $100 million. You're going to leverage that up 2 times, 4 times, maybe 6 times as big as it is. In other words, you're going to borrow lots of money and use that initial pot of cash as collateral. What does that mean and why is that important? Let's say you've got that $100 million pot of money. You may be investing in $400 or $600 million worth of stocks with that $100 million. And that's awesome when the market's going up. If your $100 million goes up 10% in a nice up market, you made $10 million. But if you borrowed money and actually invested $600 million, then your $100 million that you start with is actually up $60 million. It's up a significant multiple of what you're actually working with because you borrowed a bunch of money to invest more than the principal you actually had. The problem comes in when the market turns around quickly and goes significantly down. So back to that high net worth and hedge fund, let's say, that has the $100 million, but it's investing $600 million. Well, if the market is down 10%, well, then their $100 million is all of a sudden worth $60 million less. So it eats into your principal. The amount of money that you as a money manager have been asked to invest and to a certain extent safeguard. When the market's going up, you leverage up more and more and more. But when the market turns very quickly, you turn into a panic seller. And so that's how the market goes down 2,000 points in a day, because you have a lot of people unwinding some really large positions because they've levered up, they've borrowed up to have a significantly bigger portfolio than their underlying capital would otherwise imply. When you're sitting at home and you're thinking about your $500,000 account and you might have 3/4 of that in the stock market, and you say, well, the market's down, I'm going to try not to do anything with that. Had you levered that up to 2.5 million, and all of a sudden the 2.5 million is falling, believe me, you'd be hitting the sell button really quickly. So excessive leverage is huge right now, more huge a month and 2 and 3 ago, because a lot of it has been unwound, but not all of it. And so that's what's causing these extreme swings in the market. And that is not widely understood by the American investing public.
So it's a lot of uncertainty. And it's also interesting when you put it in that perspective too, David, of, we're just a little gnat in terms of the market individually. We're not even a gnat, when it comes to the impact we as individuals have on the market. But some of these bigger players, they're larger mountains, they're larger waves, they're causing, earthquakes and maybe not tsunamis, but certainly they're changing the tide all on their own when they're making these big moves and sell-offs, and we have to wrap our minds around the fact that they're going to be treated a little bit differently and have a bigger and different kind of impact than we as individual investors and savers are going to have too.
Yeah, so they're going to think about the swings and flows of the markets way differently than anybody listening to this podcast would ever think about the market. So that doesn't necessarily change what you are going to do with your portfolio or what I'm going to do with my clients' portfolios. But it's super important to understand that's where these swings are coming from. And if those types of swings, first of all, are misunderstood, or if they cause you to make a silly emotional decision when the market is going down significantly on a day like yesterday, then you probably have your portfolio in a spot where it has too much risk in it. And that's kind of where I wanted to wrap up today, which is, so what do you do if you find yourself super nervous on a day like yesterday?
So yeah, David, indeed, what should somebody do if they're in that situation? Because I want to compare it to what I told that family member that called me in a panic a week ago and see if I was right in my advice to them.
Well, a couple of things. So I'm going to unpack that in more detail in next week's podcast. But what I think you should do in a shorter form version, if you find yourself nervous, is go back to your plan, review your plan. Is your financial plan, especially if you're in your 50s, 60s, or 70s, is your plan still on track? Did a 19% drawdown in the stock portion of your investment portfolio throw your plan off track? If it did, then your plan needs a revision. What does your plan entail? Well, it should include a complete inventory of the assets that you have, including your house, but I'm mainly talking about your financial assets. It absolutely positively needs an income plan. If you're in your late 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, you need to make sure that you know where your retirement income is going to come from. You're basically answering the question, will my money last? And so if your plan is still on track in the middle of this type of storm, then you're probably in a pretty good place. And you shouldn't make any type of emotional decision, especially in the heat of a down market, where you sometimes get tricked into doing silly things. So the long and the short of it is, if you don't have a plan, if you're sitting there listening to us today and saying, okay, I really don't have a plan, well, the market is down, call it 15% now, because we had a nice day update today. Take this opportunity to make sure that you have a written plan that you can refer to back to when your emotions start taking you away to a bad place. Make sure you know exactly what assets you have. Make sure you understand how much of that's in stock, how much of that's in bonds, and how much of that is in cash. You should know exactly how much. If you are lucky enough to have a pension, you should know exactly how much of your living expenses in retirement your pension is going to cover, plus your Social Security. If you have a spouse, how much his or her Social Security is going to cover. If your living expenses are covered by your guaranteed cash flow, pension, and your Social Security, you've got to question why you're nervous right now about a stock market that's going down. So it's really about having a rational, complete view of your own financial picture. If you don't know how to do that, it doesn't matter how smart you are. If finances aren't your thing, then maybe you need to find somebody who can help you see through that stuff. Because I have some super smart clients that just aren't financial people. So this is a super time to make sure that you've got a plan that you feel totally comfortable with. And if you don't have a plan, this is a really, really good time to make sure you get one in place.
Well, that's good advice, David, and I'm glad because it matches up with the advice that I was able to give the family member as well. I said, you know, this isn't the time to panic and go sell everything like you're asking, because they literally said, should I get out of the market, and what does that entail, and how do I do it? And I said, now is not the time to go and do that with these funds that you need for retirement with where you are right now. But this needs to be the red flag. This needs to be the symbol that it's time for you to get a real plan in place. They hadn't had one currently, and I'm happy to report that now they are planning to get a financial plan ready to go. So this is good. It's spurring them to action, and I hope it does that for many other people who have kind of skated by with how good the market's been and how good the 401ks and things have looked over the last couple of years. This volatility, if some positive comes out of it, is that it shakes some people into getting a more solid financial plan in place and quit kind of kicking that can down the road and procrastinating a little bit. And if that's you that we're describing and you want to talk to David, if you're in the Kansas City, Overland Park area, and you want to talk some more about getting on the right track for your retirement and financial future, you can get in touch a couple of ways. The easy way is to call the number, 913-317-1414. That puts you directly in touch with David and the team at KC Financial Advisors, 913-317-1414. Or you can go online to coveryourassetskc.com. That's coveryourassetskc.com. And we'll put all the information that you need in the show notes of today's episode. Well, David, thank you so much for the help on today's show. We'll be looking forward to next week's edition when we'll continue this conversation and talking about the steps that you need to indeed take now if this market turmoil, like it has done to that family member of mine, has made you uncomfortable right now. Some of the steps that you can take. We'll elaborate on that some more on next week's show. For David Dickens, I'm Walter Storholt. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you next time on the Cover Your Assets KC Podcast.
Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and KC Financial Advisors are independent of each other.